bá ti wà lóyún ìdúró.
Let's sing this song louder here.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kọ ní yí lóhùn rárá.
Louder than anyone around you.
Lówó òkè ní gbogbo ẹni tó bẹ nínú
ìsìn. Power must change and see my life. No matter what that you may say, power because of your words, God, my hallelujah.
There is a word from the Lord for somebody here. I don't know who the person is. The Lord said, you have become a bone the enemy cannot chew. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Their plan was to chew you alive. But the Lord said, you have become a bone.
They
cannot chew. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Somebody here today is actually your first day here. When you leave this meeting, thank the fellow who brought you here.
So,
because as of the time you were brought there, you had just 5 days to leave. But you're stepping into this ground today. As you cancel the ordination of death. And you shall not die but live.
You
declare the works of God. I want you to pray this prayer very quickly before the early angels depart. Pray this from your heart. This prayer will result in cascades of testimonies. Because as you are praying it, sicknesses will begin to flee. As you are praying it, covens as an against you shall scatter. As you are praying it, those who want to love it us come will come and celebrate with you. As you are praying it, long standing yokes shall be broken. As you are praying it, those things they say is not possible for you. The God of possibility shall arise for your sake. As you are praying it, violent angels of the Almighty shall be released to begin to fight your battle. Now,
this is a
pray this prayer with merciless violence. Merciless violence. Sisters, are you here this morning? Those of you watching us online, pray with one violent hatred. Violently. Make sure that nobody is supposed to challenge your voice. The ladders who can shout it here. Assigned to terminate my destiny. Can I hear everybody roaring like thunder? Oh yes.
Yeah.
pray.
Glory.
I said, tingling sensation going through somebody over there. And that person is feeling as if they put cold water on you. Check your body instantly. You find that that witchcraft sponsored infirmity has gone back to the senders. And it's a man here. They have already removed your name from an important list.
What is your and
they have drafted their own list without you.
What is it called? Life know.
By the time you pray now, the Lord will scatter their own list and rewrite a list that includes your name. Say this loud and clear. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen.
Amen.
Now before you sit down, look for seven persons you like.
Wow, I will read it to Pharaoh.
Look at them straight in
there.
My friend, any power waiting for your vision shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and provide for seven persons. Shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let's have a single blessing. Amen.
Abi.
What we're having here this morning. Is an acidic deliverance service.
Oja ese itusile toloro.
Amen.
Abi.
But it's important.
Ibo se pataki.
That you listen to this message carefully.
Ke tete beleje gbo iwasu yi.
I'm trying to be a bit slow so that I will try to be a bit slow so you can get every word that I've said.
A o ni yara ti gbogbo ohun ti a o so e ba le gbo.
Deep trouble, deep prayers.
Idamu tojile, adura tojile.
Deep troubles,
idamu tojile,
deep prayers,
adura tojile.
In Job chapter 14,
Job urikelela,
verse 1,
ese ekini.
Deep troubles,
idamu tojile,
deep prayers.
Adura to Chile.
Deep trouble.
Idamuto Chile.
Deep prayers.
Adura to Chile.
As this message is going on,
be wise with you.
Those who are here and they are experiencing the yoke of satanic delay.
The ones in here, Ajaka, Idaduro, Satan,
that yoke will begin to break.
Ajaka, you as you call.
Deep prayers.
Adura tojile.
Job 41.
Job ori kerela asekele.
Man that is born of a woman,
eni yonita bini no bere,
is of few days.
Olojo die ni.
And full of what? Trouble.
Osi kufun ipoju.
And full of trouble.
Osi kufun.
Meaning that nobody can escape from trouble. All of life is trouble. And there is no life that is trouble free. Any preacher preaching to you that you can live a trouble free life is just preaching fraudulent messages. Unto every life, some storms will blow. Man that is born of a woman, he says, so few days full of trouble. Now there are troubles and there are troubles. Troubles too have their own categories. In Daniel chapter 2 now, verse 22, Daniel 2:22. Daniel 2:22 is a very interesting passage.
Daniel 2:22.
Look at the person that was there. Check whether the person is sleeping. If he's sleeping, wake him up. Amen.
I mean,
because it's part of deep trouble if you come to a place of prayer and you are sleeping.
Daniel 2:22.
He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. And the light dwelleth within. He revealed the deep and secret things. There are certain things in life that are deep. There are certain things in life that are secret. There are certain things around the surface. And you can see like there's something that you need to dig deep, deep, deep to see what's there. So just as there are surface troubles, there are deep troubles. The Bible now tells us something in Psalm 42, verse 7. Psalm 42, verse 7. This is very, very interesting. What the Bible is saying that is, Psalm 42, verse 7. I'm only going to read the first line. It says, deep calleth unto deep. It's only the deep that can reach the deep. Truth is very powerful. But truth is useless to the person who does not know it. It is only the truth you know that can work for you. What you know or what you do not know is very important on how further you may go in life. There is plenty of ignorance amongst Christians. Unfortunately, ignorance is no excuse. Beloved, I appeal to you, seek information, learn. Ignorance has destroyed so many Christians. Many Christians lack the simple knowledge to come counter what is facing them. Many in this troublesome world still go to church to dance for hours on Sunday, no prayer, no Bible. And the enemy is busy changing gear to gear number 5. Prayer is a very deep matter. Prayer is a weapon of war. There are accurate prayers. There are inaccurate prayers. There are different grades of prayers. There are prayers and there are prayers. There are prayers that go up and bring down nothing. There are different categories. The automatic rifle. That the hunter used to kill an elephant will fail woefully when the same hunter is battling mosquitoes. quench the rat.
Pampe, si Olode Amalo fi mu eku,
will be a major tragedy if he wants to use it against a crocodile.
Yo je jamba nla fun ko ba fe lo ru pampe be fi mu oni.
This helicopter gunship that can bring victory in a jungle combat.
Ero to fo lojo ofurufu ti won ma fi jagun to le ku isefu wa nipa ogun.
Will fail woefully in the desert conflict. So there are some prayers that cannot reach to a particular level of where the trouble is. There are some prayers that can reach there. As a matter of necessity, deep must call unto deep. Sometimes when we pray at the mountain of fire, ignorant people don't understand the prayer at all. Some even criticize what they don't know at all. One white man, he got prayer in. He prayed for it. He read it. He now put a comment on the internet.
Said,
although these prayers are strange, but they work. As a white man, how many of you want to pray some deep prayers here today? Let me hear you. Hallelujah. Loud and clear. What I've said so far in conclusion, there are deep troubles. There are secret troubles. Only the deep can lick the deep. The minerals that can give you wealth cannot be found on the surface of the earth, but deep down in the earth. So deep troubles require deep digging prayers. As a matter of rule in spiritual warfare, problems cannot be solved at the same level of awareness that created them. There are 10 major deep problems troubling man. Major deep problems troubling man. I'm going to try to quickly go through because of our time. Number one deep problem are the foundational troubles. If you fail to deal with your foundational trouble, your foundational trouble will deal with you. Your foundation has a voice. Your foundation cries out whenever things run contrary to its own agenda. Until you are totally dealt with this foundation, there is no moving forward. You can inherit your battle. And when your battle surpasses your strength, you will expire. If you handle the battle of life casually, you become a casualty. So your foundation determines your success in the battle of life. Unfortunately, a lot of people are paying their grandfather's bill for what they did not
buy.
They are paying back like father, like son, like mother, like daughter now. Their senses of many have prepared a platform of failure for them. Even before they were born. Right there in the maternity room where they have been born, the strong man of the family is there to hand over the baton of failure to the new baby. No wonder the Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is, foundational battle is a battle that is capable of mesmerizing and troubling the righteous. Every man and woman is a product of their foundation. Most of our problem is a faulty foundation. A woman did not have children on time and went to the devil to seek for help, and he took her into a deep forest to meet a woman in that deep forest. This woman had no teeth in the mouth and was living inside a pot. And she said to this woman, so you will have children. She was choose between having children or your first daughter not getting married at all. She chose the second option. And she would have children. Let our first daughter not get married. Unfortunately,
it's
at the age of 59. That first daughter, somebody got the first daughter to press it at 59 now to learn. This is what I'm saying now. There are troublous foundations of curses, evil covenants, idol worship, satanic priesthood, satanic consultation. Nobody goes to a little doctor and comes out the same. He must come out with the devil's anointing. All the dark consultations, lodge memberships, polygamy, family spirit, witchcraft. Once those things are on the foundation, that's a serious problem. I pray all who are here today and your foundation has closed the door of breakthrough against you. Right there where you are, you receive your deliverance. Receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. Let me ask you now. What is the first deep trouble? Foundational trouble. Second deep trouble is sexual bondages. Sexual bondages. Sexual immorality is a very effective satanic device to enslave
people.
It doesn't matter how anointed you are. Doesn't matter how long you have been a pastor. Doesn't matter how long you have been a man of God. If you are sexually used, you are finished.
se pataki bo ti bo ti pe to ti olusagunmo to nipa to ba ti je orise o pari fun oni e.
Sexual immorality is a very effective weapon that the enemy uses to dip people down into the river of despair.
Isekuse o je ogun ero to kuno to ko lowo ta to fi ta awe iyori sinu ogun ero ile igberimo.
And the enemy uses this to attract the judgment of God upon people.
Ota ti ma lo eleyi lati le fa ijado Olorun sori awe eniyan.
This is very very sad.
Eleyi ibanu nu je lopolopo.
Very sad.
O bani nu je lopolopo.
I know a man.
Gbogbo orin kan.
He was urinating blood.
Blood.
He had to be wearing this baby's nappies.
Only that man be nappy.
Blood.
Eje don't talk.
They went to the hospital. They tried nothing.
Olale was working on the relationship. Oshi was on a bayo.
Until he came to see me that day.
And that one in the lobby.
And I prayed.
Musi badura.
And he lost his son.
Olu has a problem.
This man.
Arakuni.
Dispatching their housemate.
Oh my money, come on, don't go.
And got the housemate pregnant.
What is from the Lord?
And aborted the babies for the housemate.
What is he sharing from?
And these babies were triplets.
I want to know what is dead better.
This is what is fighting him now.
Oh, don't buy that. This is a hero.
I said, sir.
I like that.
Did you sleep with your housemate? I said that was many years ago. This is a consequence now. Sexual immorality will bring about transference of spiritual problems. Like poverty, devotion, insanity, epilepsy, all kinds of other
troubles.
Please understand this very well.
And
this is a very, very serious matter. Sexual immorality implies a covenant. Sexual immorality implies a soul tie. Sexual immorality implies an exchange of blood. Whenever you have sex outside marriage, you enter into the spirit realm illegally. Because sex is a spiritual thing and not just physical. The Bible calls it a joining. So if you join yourself to a heart, you become one with another. A woman, you sleep with a wizard, you become a wizard. A man, you sleep with a witch, you become a witch. So what is recorded at the front of your name in heaven is witchcraft, wizardry.
That
is how you become one with your partner. The man will transfer his demons onto you, and you transfer your demon into the man. There's an exchange. And if the man has more demons than yourself, you get more demons into your body. This is an area many pastors don't want to talk about because it is sensitive. But here lies the problem of many today. Many are still struggling from the careless sex they had in secondary school. There is nothing like casual sex. All the sex is a transaction. You become the weapon in Satan's armory. You will take away something you do not have, and you will leave part of you also. too behind. You deplete yourself and split your soul into fragments. If a man has sex with plenty of women, he has split his soul and confusion comes upon him. So some of the deepest trouble people are facing now were acquired during sexual
intercourse.
Jacob looked at his son Reuben. And he said, Reuben, you are my firstborn.
What are you doing?
You are my might.
You
are the beginning of my strength. You are the excellence of my dignity. You are the excellence of power. But
you
thou shalt not excel.
Why?
Sex. So deep trouble number two is sexual immorality. And that has destroyed so many good men and good women. Many have polluted their lives. You need special prayers to remove every occultic sperm that has entered into your body, and you to remove every occultic saliva that has entered into your mouth. You need special prayers. You need special prayers. The Bible says, you shall become one. And what a tragedy. When you begin to say, let God of my life and my enemies be scattered. And everyone says, look at this witch. Because you have slept with a witch, you have become a witch. Deep trouble number three. By the way, what's number one? What's number two? Number three is what we call spiritual marriages. Many dream of wedding someone they do not know. Some dream of a particular person laying claim to them that I am your husband, I am your wife. Many dream of sexual intercourse. They don't know who is sleeping with them. They don't know who is sleeping with them. So, even if it gets to the physical, some is unknown faces. Some will bring the faces of people you know. The spiritual marriages. The most horrible of the spiritual marriage is a spirit that comes to sleep with a woman, and when the spirit wants to live with the money, it puts money under your pillow. And the woman will go and spend it. Say, I use the money to do my hair. Money from spirit as
well.
Some actually experience sex without seeing any personality. Some ladies experience a situation where a group of men will be sleeping with
her.
Marriage in the spirit realm, sex in the spirit realm, only serve the purpose of Satan.
What
has a spiritual marriage in place?
There'll
be plenty of secrets. There'll be defilement, depression, discouragement, prayer life will be paralyzed. Spiritual exercises have will become very weak. The backlog, embargo and blockages. After such sexual pollutions and failure, sicknesses. Marriage chances will be blocked by the jealous spirit spouses. I've seen such a case before.
We
were at a marriage ceremony. And they were to wear this couple. We were so ignorant in those days, we didn't know anything. Talk to the woman. Will you take this man? Wedded husband. To love and to cherish. To beg you
marry.
She said, no. The pastor thought she didn't hear very well. He had just said his personal suit. And let it again. Will you so and so take so and so at all? Whether those back to love to share it, to death to you,
man.
She said, I said no. And the bridegroom was crying. Please say yes. We did not know that she was seeing a spirit husband. Who said, if you say yes, you are dead. Remember your children in the spirit realm. Marriage chances are blocked by these jealous spouses. And if such get married, there will be so much trouble in that marriage. Some people have been confronted in their dreams by spouses asking them, why do you marry? Some have been threatened by spouses that if they ever marry, they will be in trouble. There is plenty of trouble when you marry somebody with spirit spouses. All kinds of entrances and all kinds of gynecological problems can be caused by spirit spouses. Marital is not
enjoyable.
Deep prayers are needed. To break past sexual soul ties.
Latin for our soul for
deep prayers are needed. To renounce the spiritual marriage covenant.
Latin for
deep prayers are needed. To cancel the evil marital contact.
Latin for
deep prayers are needed. To destroy the evil marriage certificates.
Latin
destroy the wedding tokens and the gifts. My heart goes out this morning to those who come from a family where they have family strong man as spirit husband or spirit wife, and everybody in that family is married to that spirit. I pray that if there is someone here like that, what is deep problem number one? Let me hear you speak with one voice. Number two. Number three. Number four. Is the umbrella of darkness. The umbrella of darkness. An evil umbrella. Is a spiritual thing. It's a form of cloud, of veil. or evil aura around a person, a place, or a thing. The presence of this evil umbrella will shut off light and rain of God's
blessings.
We must stop them from getting through to the person. Once a territory is under an evil umbrella, there will be failure in that territory. Businesses,
our
family,
our delay,
houses,
our
lives,
even
churches,
will
be adversely affected when they are under an evil umbrella. So in the spiritual realm, you will see a dark canopy covering the head of the person. It is an evil umbrella. I pray. Anybody operating under such evil cloud, that plenty of breaks of blessing before you from God, the person does not respond. Number one, Two.
Ikeji.
Three.
Iketa.
Four.
Ikeri.
Five.
Ikaru.
The sixth deep trouble.
Is
satanic altars, the influence of satanic altars and shrines.
It may see a pepe at your jugo satanic.
Satan,
daddy, daddy.
If you have a shrine in your house,
the jugo back there in there,
as an altar in your compound,
pepe, pepe, pepe,
you will have plenty of trouble.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Because altars and shrines, they establish satanic aura or covering over a place.
You know, I walk away, I told you, Mama, this is satanic. Go first, and let it become.
They impose darkness over a place in the spirit realm. And the power of the altars and the shrines depends on the type of sacrifices made in such places.
Altars
where they sacrifice human beings is stronger than where they sacrifice rats and fowl and goats. Plenty of blessings are tied to satanic altars. God took Gideon.
Allah will
destroy the altars of your father's house. If you must prosper in that which I want you to do. Deep prayers are required to deal with this terrible negative consequence of altars and shrines.
We need
to pray prayers of desolation on those altars and shrines. I mean, this have I told you now. What is number one? Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven now. Buried charms and satanic deposits. Buried charms. Satanic deposits. This can be the source of real problems. Things can be buried on the ground. Or in the body. All those things are door openers to Satan. The open doors for domination, manipulation, and control. And they also introduce evil aura around the person. All these things require prophetic prayers and deep prayers to deal with. Satanic forces are also put in people's bodies. These deposits sometimes move about in people's body, they swim like fish. Deep prayers are needed to deal with them. If things have been buried in your place of business, it will affect the place if you don't modify it. Deep problem number eight. Placenta and ear bondage. Placenta and ear bondage. In many of our cultures, the placenta and baby's first crop of hair are treated in a ritualistic manner. Placenta is buried in the earth. Sometimes they use it as a manure to grow a specific tree for the person. The navel is a spiritual gate. It opens the child to all kinds of demonic control. And the tree planted at the placenta becomes a controlling force in the life of the owner of the placenta. Such trees have been cut before, and disastrous circumstances have followed. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. So your ear represents your glory. And once it's cut off for you, a baby, and dedicated to Satan, you will have a problem with your destiny and your glory. Deep problem number 9. Satanic decrease. Satan uses decrees to attack the lives of people. The strength of that decree depends on the spiritual strength of the person issuing the decrees. Know what the Bible says in Isaiah 10:1. Woe unto those who make unrighteous decrees. Somebody begins to say, you never become great. You never make it. You never get married. I won't be alive to see you prosper. Unless I'm not your father, unless I'm not your mother. No one can be healthy. These are evil decrees. You have to issue counter decrees against that evil decree. Against that kind of decree. That's why it's dangerous to have to go to blood covenants or to have incisions on your body. Hold up all the sorts of gateways for the evil decree to work on your
life.
Last but not the least, the problem of evil gathering. The enemy knows that there is strength in numbers. So the tenth deep problem is the problem of evil gathering. So the enemy sometimes uses a group or a crowd to execute wicked programs. That's what they use covers. And that's how we have that powerful scripture.
It
says, associate yourself, all you people, and you shall be scattered.
It
says, speak the word, it shall not stand. The Bible knows I said the gathering of evil. God took prophet Ezekiel 11 to a place to see those who were planning evil. And he said, prophesy against them. As Ezekiel prophesied, they began to die. Somebody will prophesy here today. All those spirits that do not want to give you peace, they shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. What do you do today? The first thing is to make yourself a friend of God and to surrender your life to Jesus. The deliverance service says, we will not help you if you are not born again.
So
surrender your life to Jesus. And we don't have plenty of time to waste. You either decide you want to surrender your life to Jesus and break free from this trouble, or you remain in the trouble. That's the first thing.
Oh, my God. The
second thing,
oh, my God,
is to pray the deep prayers. And we have 21 deep prayers to pray. You will see what will happen. When you pray these deep prayers, all those who have been able to attend this Campus Changers, I really must congratulate you. Because you will be celebrated. So make yourself a friend of God. Pray the deep prayers. I want you to understand this. We're not here for joke or to play. We're here for serious business. Some of you might have heard me sharing this testimony. Was at Abuja. We had a meeting there. And there was a word of knowledge. And there is a woman here who is being troubled by a serpent. But as from today, she shall see the serpent no more. And there's a sister there, she was 39 years old, not married. She just said a dry
amen.
39, she was a virgin, she was not married. Nobody was saying anything to her. When she got home from that meeting, she lived at the center of Abuja. No forest, no bush. She lived in the building has four floors. She lived on the fourth floor. That night when she got home from the meeting, when she got to her bed, she found somebody was sleeping on that bed, covered with her bed clothes. She was afraid. She wanted to run away. But something said, "You are coming from prayer meeting, don't run." So she tiptoed to the bed. Remove the bed clothes.
Oh, you are so good.
Beloved, on that bed was a large python. But the serpent was dead. Amen. So for the first time in 39 years, she now realized that she had a husband. The husband was a serpent. The husband was on her bed every night. Within a few months, she was married. Deep prayers bring mighty solution. So if you are here today, I want to surrender your life to Jesus. You can go to any of the two altars. Come to the front of the altar. Rise up on your feet and rise up on your feet. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, those of you at the altars, whether you are here or you are at the two altars, right there where you are, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
And you
ask the Lord to forgive you yourselves. Ask Him to forgive you yourselves. Tell Him that as from today, you want to live the life God wants you to live. Tell Him to forgive you yourselves.
I will follow up on what that I want to share with
you. So, if you and if altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just bow down your head. Close your eyes. Say what I'm going to say after.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now.
Oto yuwa, this is it.
Lord Jesus.
Yesu Oluwa.
I know that I'm a sinner.
Omo pe elese ti ko je.
I surrender my life to you.
Ofi aye mi fun yin.
Lord Jesus.
Yesu Oluwa.
Come into my life.
Ogodo aye mi wa.
Take control of my life.
Egba koso aye mi.
As from today.
Lati oni lo.
I say bye bye to the devil.
Oshe ti ko se fun esu.
I enter into the kingdom of light.
Ogodo ijoba imole.
In Jesus name.
Oluwa Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children
here.
I pray that you keep them standing by your power. Today, they have surrendered their lives to Jesus. Let their lives no longer remain the same. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Now,
listen. Very, very careful. We have a few minutes to pray 21 deep prayers. If you don't understand the prayers, don't worry, just pray them. After all, many of us don't understand how to make Coca-Cola. We drink it. As you are praying this prayer, deep problems will be uprooted. The Bible says, the heart is laid on the root of truth.
And if you are any more praying,
every tree that does not bring forth good fruit shall be hewn down and thrown to the fire. This is a time to axe down the evil tree that has been grown in any part of your life. Say this loud and clear.
We buy no more.
Errors. Lift up your sword. Safe to pray. But it's dangerous to leave them there and you're not praying. Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù àdàdúrà.
Something is coming out.
Nǹkan jáde.
Somebody over there.
Kúrò lára ẹnìkan níbẹ̀.
It's like a whole human being.
Ó dàbí olórí ẹlẹ́yìn.
The problem of 10 years.
Ìṣòro ọlọ́run
mẹ́wàá. The problem of 13 years.
Ìṣòro ọlọ́run mẹ́tàlá.
Has just vanished now.
Ó ti gbòòrò ọlọ́run.
The evil hands laid upon your womb.
Ọ̀pọ̀ búburú ni wọ́n tẹ́lẹ̀ ní ọmọ rẹ̀.
Has just been taken out now.
Wọ́n ti búrò pẹ̀lú.
That's right.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Twenty persons are here.
Èdè yóò fún wa ní.
That wicked powers have been blocking their breakthroughs.
Àwọn agbára àjẹ́ wọ́n ń dé ọ̀nà.
Right there where you are.
Ibi tó wà ní.
The power of God is coming upon you.
Bàrẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ pàdé.
And the yoke of that which can fall is broken now. In the name of Jesus. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Yes, you cannot stay. Number 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's number 20. Thank you, Jesus. Say, blood, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, anger of God.
If you know
the heart,
the
one in the stomach, the one in the womb, the one in the progressive organ, the one in the legs. They're coming out. They're coming out. They're coming out. Yes. Coming out in the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. Amen.
Amen.
That woman with a strange feeling in your breast. And you're already getting scared. Touch it vigorously now. You find that that arrow has come back to the center. Say, blood of Jesus. Can I hear the sister say this one? Brothers, can I hear you shouting it? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Something is happening here this morning. Eat it up. Check your body now. Plenty of miracles have happened. Once you check your body, and you find that you a situation here, and that situation has gone. Don't allow the devil to put it back on you. Find a way quickly on your altar and talk to somebody here. Check your body very well before you come. If not, they will send you back to your seat. Don't allow the devil to put any sickness back on you. Find a way to the front very quickly. And come and talk to somebody here. You brought a situation here. The situation has disappeared. That's right. That arrow of the enemy has come back to the center, so you can tell. It's an earthquake of the Lord.
You shall let the
world. Can you shout this loud and clear? Uproot every satanic altar.
Father,
I stand against my life. Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said I should tell you that those who are planning against you, they shall fight it out amongst themselves. Set all types of demotion. Jesus' name we pray. Let your amen be violent and dynamic now. We have 7 more prayers to pray. We shall pray that one before we share the grace. So don't go before we pray the last 7 prayers. But right now, let your amen be dynamic.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as many of your children as are gathered here today, any problem the enemy has brought into your life, let the axe of fire from heaven begin to cut them down. Receive your deliverance now. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from now,
that is the same.
Every plantation of darkness against you, I command them to be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every power that does not want you to move forward. Begin to thank the Lord for this morning, for what He has done already in this place. Something is happening over there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, O Lord. And the King of Kings and Lords. Amen. If you believe that the Lord has done something mighty for you, shout 3 Goliath is crying, hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at our prayer request now and stretch it towards this altar. Rise upon your feet, stretch your prayer request towards this altar. Hold it in your hands as you stretch it towards
him.
And pray this prayer very quickly. Every satanic eye monitoring my progress, receive blindness now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, dark powers supervising my problems. Yes. King the dark powers supervising my problem. In Jesus' name we pray. Every decree of darkness against my life, burn fire now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and fire by the end of the decree. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil gathering against my life, Father, we commit this prayer letter to your holy hands. Answer them by fire. that you have brought here today. Before the next crown of champions, they shall become mighty testimonies. Your testimonies shall be great. God shall waste your wasters. God shall discover the years of lust. The helpers you have lost shall come back. You will rise, and your spirit shall increase. All your prayer points today shall be celebrated. Something that you to the hills will raise up your head. For that comes your help. That comes from the land of the Lord. That's the way of it to be moved. For it, I keep at you in that storm. The Lord shall keep your faith by coming out. The Lord shall keep you on your ways. No evil shall befall you. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, beloved. Within the next 10 days, there will be a bombardment of awesome testimonies. Because of the prayers we are praying here today. Let us share the grace in fellowship.